I'm Jason Stein, publisher of Automotive News, and this is Daily Drive. It's Friday, July 10th. With all of the talk of the digital space in today's marketplace, there are few executives through the years that define the concept better than Chip Perry. Whether it was his radical notion to take the Los Angeles Times online in 1993, or his groundbreaking growth at autotrader.com, eventually 2,000 employees working with 20,000 dealers. Chip Perry has been front and center in discussions about digital transformation. After a year away from his role as CEO of TrueCar and a year away from the day-to-day business world, he's back. And today on Daily Drive, he shares his next chapter with us, including the belief in a new technological platform, a move to a new state, and a view of the future where a single salesperson handles an entire transaction. He's breaking some news today and telling us how he spent a year away from the business. We've reached Chip Perry at his new home in Denver, Colorado. Well, Chip Perry, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Jason. It's great to be with you today.
Chip, you are 1 year now into the next chapter of your own career. And I want to get to the next chapter in a moment, which will be intriguing to everybody who is on this podcast. But I want to talk a little bit about digital transformation. And I want to go back to you being the first employee of autotrader.com in 1997. And could you ever imagine that digital retailing would finally take hold?
Well, it's funny you ask, because back then, there was a lot of different ideas floating around about how digital and the internet would intersect with the automotive industry. And a lot of people were talking about online car buying, lead generation. I felt like the biggest, most interesting sweet spot for dealers and for consumers would be reinventing how classifieds work. So we built what I call the MLS of the car business in the early days at Auto Trader, because only 5% of cars for sale at that time were published in local newspapers. The other 95% could only be found by people chewing up chew their leather on weekends. So the fastest, best way to give consumers more information and help the shopping process and improve and help dealers sell cars differently and better, bring people, not sell cars, but bring people into the stores in a new way from places they never came from before, because it wasn't only a localized search, it was anywhere. At that time, online car buying and digital retailing was talked about, but I never really thought it was feasible then, because the transaction was so complex, and people wanted to be in the store kicking the tires. And they knew that there was a lot of things to discuss before they could walk out and cross the curb with a car. So I focused on the marketing side, not really the transaction. And I didn't think then that the transaction would go online. And it still really hasn't over all these years. But now we're at a new stage in the industry where, with COVID and the remote selling, concern about safety, a lot of people have perked up and said, hey, this online thing is pretty interesting now. Let's embrace it. So digital retailing has become a big topic, and a lot of dealers have embraced it lately, which is great.
You were also part of, obviously, the integration of several prominent businesses within that Auto Trader, Cox family, V Auto, Kelley Blue Book. I mean, we were marching along here to what would be a digitization model. Many have said that COVID-19 has only pushed dealers forward about 5 years in the last 5 months. I would imagine you would concur.
Yes, I think it's definitely got dealers' attention that there's an opportunity to meet customers and do business with them and the way in which they'd like to. The car business and the retail experience, still is heavily criticized by a lot of different people. Consumers criticize it, and dealers, like to poke fun at it. We know that people talk about buying cars are like, getting their teeth extracted.
Right.
It's become a matter of self-deprecation. It's kind of a joke, but the joke is serious, unfortunately. And there's a lot of pain points, and, modernizing the car buying experience is what a lot of people aspire to. And that's one of the reasons why I came to the biggest reason, actually, why I came to A to Z, which we're going to announce in a minute here. So, modernizing car sales is the retail experience is an important imperative for reviewers all across America.
So let's talk about A to Z Sync. We are announcing today that you have joined the company as president and CEO. This is a Denver-based software dealer service company, effectively allowing dealers to transform, modernize that car buying experience. Why A to Z? What was appealing to you?
Well, thank you. Thanks for asking, Jason. Well, after I left True Car and had my based on my past experiences at Auto Trader, you know, I wanted to do something, you know, really significant in the industry. And I feel like the most significant opportunity is to transform how retail works and modernize it for the benefit of the dealer, the sales employee, and the consumer. And A to Z, you know, is working hard to do those things through a very special, unique single point of contact sales process powered by a technology platform that simplifies and automates and enables one person to sell the car and the financing and the products associated with the transaction. So, you know, when we look at the current environment and how people buy cars and how they're sold, it's quite a siloed process. There's quite a bit of inefficiency, waiting times, back and forth conversations, all these things that cause angst, and in my study of the industry, to really dramatically change that, you know, I believe that moving toward a simple experience that one person conducts on behalf of the dealer is the key, actually, to delighting the customer and creating efficiencies for the dealership, better profitability, and a much more satisfying job experience for the salespeople and the sales managers in the stores. So, you know, we talk about a lot of different ways to improve the industry. The core, most fundamental, toughest problem is all of the disconnected aspects of the in-store experience. Integrating them, centralizing them, focusing them in one person, I think is a very ideal thing for the consumer, ideal for the dealer. Not that easy to implement, because otherwise it would have been done in a lot of places. But that's why A to Z exists, is to help dealers on the journey to embrace this idea, this transformative idea. It requires a significant reorganization of how a store works, supported by underlying technology that integrates and works with the other tools and systems at a dealership to create this experience for the consumer, this magical, special, positive experience.
A little more context, A to Z founded 3 years ago by Aaron Wallace. Listeners to this podcast would know Aaron's name. He's the owner of Schomp Automotive Group based out of Denver and was one of our early guests several months ago, probably 4 months ago. And Aaron, already at that point, standing out as a leader in the retail environment by, as he told us, really creating a highly customer-centric purchase experience. And I'm guessing that's what drew you to A to Z, and maybe tell us a little bit about that relationship forming.
Sure. Well, I had known Aaron and the Schomp Group through my work in my prior companies, came to understand how unique and how different they were in their approach to retail. They market, Schomp markets themselves in Denver with a message saying, you know, one person, one price, 1 hour. And, you know, it really resonated in the Denver market, where their stores are all market leaders, with, exceptionally strong volume and exceptional financial performance. I studied their NCM results, and they're well above what they call the benchmark, which is the average of the top 20%, well above that in terms of net PVRs for all their vehicle sales across all their brands. So, you know, it isn't common to see a platform and supporting services that enable dealers to do three things simultaneously: dramatically improve customer satisfaction by streamlining the process, taking time out, making it more transparent. Second, significantly improving employee satisfaction and retention by enriching their jobs and enabling them to be well compensated. And third, at the same time, help the dealer make more money through efficiencies, operational efficiencies, and very strong F&I product adoption and F&I PVRs. So there's a fear around if you go to one person and don't have the traditional F&I manager involved, are you going to fall backwards on F&I income? That's not what happens here with single point of contact powered by A to Z. As we've seen it in the roughly 7 stores that Champ has and the 15 stores that we're serving in 5 other groups across America today.
Why has it been so hard, Chip, for dealers to do, you know, 2 or 3 of those things that you just mentioned?
Well, I think that even though everyone loves the idea of creating a delightful consumer experience, the barriers are pretty significant. You know, we have, dealers deal with antiquated, disconnected technology. They deal with, the fear of organizational change and reduced profits. And then there's also very significantly this existing strongly embedded traditional siloed, you know, sales process where, you know, it's broken up organizationally, departmentally inside dealerships. And so to reorganize around this energizing, galvanizing idea of having one person, you know, conveniently, delightfully sell a car to a customer, requires a lot of work. And I was so impressed with the pioneering work that the Champ Group did. And I actually visited some of their other clients, before I accepted this job. I visited with the Nelson Group in Oklahoma, and I've spoken with other clients, and I learned from them, you know, how transformative this process was for them. So watching their results and their enthusiasm kind of fed my enthusiasm. Because I could see that, hey, this isn't just, you know, possible. This just can't be done only by the people who invented it, who are the Champ folks. But it actually can be embraced and successfully used by others. And so I'm very excited to see that.
This is what everybody is talking about these days, a better consumer experience. And while it has been talked about for a long time, I think you wouldn't disagree with me that it's been mostly lip service to this stage, or a lot of hand-wringing, or how do we get there? Well, the bottom line is that the situation we're in now has pushed us forward, right?
Yes, it has. And I think there'll be many progressive dealers in the next few years who say, okay, now's the time. You know, we're going to grab the bull by the horns. We see the benefits here. The prize is out there. Better consumer experience, better employee experience, higher profitability. Sure, it's a big job to undertake a transition. But now there's a proven roadmap and blueprint on how to do this. It's being now offered to dealers across the country by A to Z, and sure, others will crop up and want to do this too. Another driving force is that I think dealers, many of them, even though understand the importance of digital retailing and it's on the rise, and it's for many good reasons, most dealers, and I believe that the dominant sales mode for dealers in the future is going to be in-store retail environment. Most sales will occur there. And if that's where most of the volume is, and that's where the most angst is, and least satisfaction and most opportunity for improvement, I believe that that reinventing the in-store process from the inside out will have a greater impact over time than an outside-in approach. And the outside-in is, you know, we shouldn't assume that by hanging digital retailing tools on our website, we're dramatically changing the in-store experience. We have to attack the inefficiencies, address them, and make a series of changes around the store. So when a dealer adopts a single point of contact powered A to Z, you know, a whole series of things have to happen. New job descriptions, pay plans are employed, new key performance metrics are identified and measured, new training approaches are needed, much more training, a real focus on this seamless process where the consumer has the chance to interactively, collaboratively do a deal with one person. So a lot of organizational change happens in a dealership to enable this very positive transformation to occur.
And in fact, Ron Fry told our audience just this week that indeed looking at the retail transaction, looking at the retail business through a completely different prism is just what's required right now. And those who don't do it will be left behind.
I agree. I mean, it's, we live in a capitalistic system where the folks, people who do, who satisfy customer needs better than others come out on top. People's expectations, consumers' expectations for car buying are now, created and driven by their experiences in other categories. And the frustration around not being able to buy a car simply, conveniently, time efficiently, like they can other things is reached to kind of a boiling point. And I think that boiling point is gonna instigate and catalyze, you know, a bunch of dealer, adoption of this kind of system, this kind of approach, single point of contact supported by new technology. It has to have technology supporting it because, all the different touch points and tools and data elements and contract forms, and deal elements, you know, they're all kind of handled with a variety of tools today at a dealership. You know, what A to Z does is centralize all that so that one person can handle the entire transaction simply and transparently for the customer. This approach, really, I had a chance to watch some deals go on in some stores too before I joined the company. And it was fascinating to see how much people enjoyed working with one person. How much they felt that the system, because they were moving the elements around on a screen with the client advisor, they felt in control. And they commented that this whole experience just appeared so much more transparent than the traditional experiences they've had in their past. The company's done a lot of research around this topic and that reinforced at a quantitative level the anecdotal findings that I was seeing by sitting in stores and watching the A to Z system power this really fantastic single point of contact sales process.
Chip, I got two final questions for you. How did you spend the last year?
Good question, Jason. Thank you. Well, I tuned my golf game up a little bit. Index came down a couple strokes, which is nice. I was a two for a long time. Kind of rose to about seven. I'm about a four again, so that was nice. I spent some time with my old cars in North Carolina. But most of the time, actually, I spent trying to figure out what my next chapter would be. I spent some time in NADA walking the floor, met a lot of people. And it was there that my path crossed Aaron Wallace's. And I really wanted to do something in this phase of my career that could have a lasting positive impact on the industry. And this single point of contact has such high leverage, I believe, in helping improve how people perceive the car buying experience and how dealers can improve their own businesses with it. I just felt like, wow, this is what I want to do next. So I spent that time figuring out what my next chapter is, and I really enjoy the creative process of working in a young company, inventing tools, inventing processes, hiring people, training people, mentoring the team, working with customers. I love all that stuff. So, and that's what we do here in Denver. So off to the races. So I'm looking forward to meeting dealers, here, as many as possible and learning from them, their perceptions of their stores and their desire to modernize. So appreciate the time today very much, Jason.
Final thing, Chip. Earlier in your career, let's go back to 1993, you led the team that launched one of the first online newspapers when you were vice president of the Los Angeles Times. What's your view of media right now? Not specifically the Times, your former employer, but just where you see the pivot points in media as well. And I have to ask you that as a, publisher to publisher.
Well, I was fortunate to be in the newspaper industry at the dawn of the internet era. And even though I didn't grow up in it, I worked on, pioneering, how to think about, presenting their information and creating online experiences with newspaper content. And the newspapers obviously struggled over the years. All the classified vertical categories got attacked. Part of the reason why I left the Times and joined autotrader.com as the first employee was I saw a huge opportunity to reinvent how people search for cars, make it more comprehensive, make it deeper, extend the marketing reach of dealers, improve the efficiency of dealers' marketing spend. Huge opportunity. I could see the newspapers weren't going to do it because they were so fearful of being cannibalized by this thing called the internet. So I think that fear persisted for many years. And unfortunately, the newspapers have struggled. Thousands of jobs have been lost. And they're still seeking, the newspapers still seeking ways to engage online audiences in a way that grows the presence and usage of their content. It also has a business model attached to it where they can make some money. The loss of display and classified advertising has been caused financial hemorrhage in the newspaper industry. I think the other major media outlets, television, magazines, cable, have struggled with it too. I think, trade publications like Automotive News have done a nice job of creating online extensions, like this podcast, like your website. I think it's important that the publishers think about going beyond their traditional publication, finding new ways of creating value and engaging audiences. And very importantly, to put the value created for the customer, the reader, and the advertiser before figuring out how to make money. The need to be kind of experimental is really high because, if we put the focus on the bottom line first, as opposed to creating value for the customer first, usually the creativity isn't unleashed. So that's part of the reason why AutoTrader.com is so successful. The folks at Cox Enterprises were prepared to invest heavily before a business model was proven. And we created a business model in which, the dealers would have paid advertising placements that coexist with free. The free was very important to create comprehensiveness. So we iterated toward a business model. That willingness to suspend judgment on how to make money was very important then. So I think the media have struggled, but I'm hopeful that we'll see ongoing creativity around products and business models that enable them to find a future on the internet, because it ain't going away at this point. And there's so many digitally native people out there now, younger generation, that publishers, I'm sure it's a big topic on their mind.
Indeed. Well, we thank you for joining this extension of our own products. And we also congratulate you, Chip Perry, on being named president and CEO of Denver-based A to Z Sync. Chip, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you so much, Jason. Take care. Have a nice day.
We reached Chip Perry in Denver, Colorado. And that's Daily Drive for Friday, July 10th. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And for a library of more than 85 stories, go to autonews.com/dailydrive. We'll be back Monday.